From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. And it sounds like something out of a comic book, and until recently, Google's X Lab was kind of a secret compound, or at least a place that wasn't broadcasting its experiments to the public, but that is changing. Google Glass, the company's web streaming spectacles, were born there. The Bay Area facility was recently visited by a Bloomberg Businessweek reporter and the editor of the magazine, that's Josh Tieringel. Tieringel says the labs are a place where scientists can think big ideas with a lot of freedom.
The idea is, within Google, to create a moonshot factory. And moonshots are those ideas that 99 times out of 100 are so audacious and so crazy that they're going to fail. But one time in 100, you succeed and you change the way the world works. So Sergey Brin and Larry Page were big admirers of Xerox PARC, big admirers of AT&T's Bell Labs, and they thought, you know, why not do this within Google?
And we know a couple of those things, right? The self-driving car and Google Glass. Those both came out of Google X. Tell me about some of the interesting things that maybe people don't know about yet.
What we know about is that they just purchased a company that makes what I would call stationary gliders that float up into the atmosphere, are tethered to the Earth, and can create energy that they then run down to a base station. How they go about the process is really, it's about intellectual talent. So the project Google X is run by a guy named Astro Teller. Astro is not his real name. His real name is Eric, but it's fitting that you would have a guy named Astro running this. Astro Teller's grandfather was William Teller, who ran the Manhattan Project. He's a deep, deep scientist, and what he's been able to do is recruit other scientists who want to play in the world's biggest sandbox. They're having these amazing conversations that are simultaneously sort of at the eighth grade boy level and also at the Nobel Prize winning scientist level.
What's your impression coming away from this place as to how much of an impact it may or may not actually have on our lives?
Well, look, I think not every product or project has the same pull on my imagination and my emotions. And so when you put on a pair of Google Glass, and the utility of it is not immediately apparent, and then you listen to Sergey talk about the disruption of driverless cars. And when you really begin to play it out, what you're talking about is something that could eliminate traffic deaths, could change the model of ownership. You're talking about not owning cars, but now sharing cars in communities. It really, you begin to sketch it out and you think, well, if they can do that, oh my God, that could be the most disruptive development of my lifetime. And the experience of actually hearing Sergey Brin talk about it, it makes you realize that this is one of the rare people who might actually be able to say that they changed the world twice if this comes off.
Josh Tieringel is the editor at Bloomberg Businessweek. Thanks, Josh.
Thank you.